This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
I forgot what that intro sounded like. That's smooth over there, Angel. Welcome into the first edition of the Isaiah Stevens Show. Well, I guess first edition for this season, making his triumphant return not only to Colorado State, but to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, the Isaiah Stevens. Oh, yeah. Isaiah, my man. How you doing? Good to get you back on the program, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. Appreciate you having me back on.
You ready to rock and roll? I mean, season starts on Monday. Louisiana Tech, just like that. We got CSU basketball back in the fold. I cannot wait.
Yeah, man, it's here. I'm super excited. I know there's plenty of people around the country that's just eager for college basketball to get going in a full swing. So, yeah, man, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, well, every time I get on X or any sports page or anything, I always just see another Isaiah Stevens watch list. Like, you're on every single watch list, man. I mean, what is that like for you? Obviously, you have been such a good player for so long, being the assist leader for CSU. I mean, so many records that you continue to break. But, man, it's escalating. It's like every other day, it's, hey, Isaiah Stevens is on this list, this list. What's that like for you, my friend?
It's pretty cool, but at the same time, I try not to pay too much attention to it because you still got to go out there and perform, right? Definitely just thankful that people are, I guess, kind of knowing what I bring to the game, who I am, what I've done. But at the same time, those preseason awards really don't mean a whole lot. So, yeah, man, I'm just, like I said, thankful that people are taking a little bit of a notice, but at the same time, not putting too much into it.
Yeah, I think it's an awesome recognition just that these preseason awards are putting your name in there. That's great. But I know what you care about is at the end of the day where Colorado State is. And Isaiah, last year, of course, you were banged up to come into the season, so you didn't play for a while in. And then obviously we just had some guys were, you know, like Josiah Strong, obviously battled to get on the floor, injuries, things like that, first year without David Roddy. So it was a weird start to the season. This year, though, and you and I have talked about it already, it's got to feel, you got to feel a little more confident coming in to start this thing off.
For sure. We're healthy going in, which I think is one of the big keys to it. And at the same time, we got some key pieces that return back to us this year that have been in the program now for a year or some more and are just starting to really settle in, not only to their roles, but just our culture as a whole, which I think is important. And then that's going to only be more beneficial for the new guys that just came into the program that are trying to figure everything out. So I think that's been good for us.
We have the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're going to be doing this every Friday, typically like 11 to noon-ish. But today we're going to kind of just do a phone interview here, kind of short and sweet. But it's like our preseason show, maybe. That's fair to say, Isaiah.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that's spot on.
Yeah. Okay, talk to us about some of the – let's look at the roster a little bit. Obviously, we know what you bring to the table. Everybody in this area knows the name Isaiah Stevens. Let's talk about a few guys on this roster. Josiah Strong is an interesting one. My guy Kevin Lytle with the Coloradoan put it, it almost feels like he's a new addition because he only played in a handful of games last year and then ultimately being forced into a medical red shirt. So it almost feels like he's a new player, a bonus player to this roster.
I 100% agree with that. I tell people all the time, he's basically like another transfer that we went and got out the portal this year because, like you said, he didn't get a chance to really showcase himself last year out there, and I know he's just super eager to put his best foot forward and compete at a high level. So, yeah, man, this is somebody that not a lot of people have gotten a chance to see at his fullest yet, and I know he'll be able to really open up some eyes this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he brings to the table. Another guy I'm excited to see is Joel Scott. This guy, I mean, he was something else at Black Hills State in South Dakota. He was the 2022-23 NCAA Division II Player of the Year. And like all of you guys, Isaiah, and I learned that more at the golf tournament we were at a few weeks ago, every single one of you guys is so easy to talk to. So many good guys on this roster. But at the end of the day, you want to look at how do they perform on the basketball court. I'm pumped to see what Joel Scott can do for the Rams.
Yeah, man. He's one of those guys that I think is going to be able to surprise a whole lot of people. He can score at multiple levels. He can guard essentially every position, man. He's just so physical. Yeah, he has such a good finesse game to go along with it. He's just tough as nails, man, which I think we really need at that 4-3-5 spot, whichever one you want to play him at. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for him probably more than anybody just because I know how bad he wants to go out there and compete. And like you said, he's already had success in the college ranks, and he really just wants to go out there and show that he can do it at this level as well.
And you don't have any concerns about his skill set being able to transition to this level?
Nah, not at all. I'm a firm believer. It doesn't really matter what level you are. If you're good at the game, it's going to have a chance to translate. And he works endlessly day in and day out on just trying to improve. But, yeah, man, I think what he was able to accomplish at Black Hills, I'm sure he'll be able to figure out some ways to have some similar success at this level as well.
How about this guy, Isaiah, Neat Clifford? I'm really excited to see what he can do. I kind of felt like last year with the Buffs, he was with CU last year, that, you know, he was up and down. And then as the season kind of started to round out, it felt like he was finding more of a rhythm in his game. So this was a big get for Colorado State. And I'm pumped to see what he can do with you guys.
Yeah, man, I think he's probably going to be one of those guys that just adds a whole nother layer to our team this year. He's just super versatile, super crafty, super skilled, but he can guard essentially almost every position on the floor. Yeah, he can also be a point guard for you if you need it, while also being one of those slashing wings as well, man. And he's really developed a really consistent three ball this offseason, man. He's really shooting it well. So I'm excited for him as well to go out there and compete because I know he's got a big chip on his shoulder.
Isaiah, how can you get – you can't give us the starting lineup, can you, yet? Do we know that? I should probably know that, but you can't break that on the show today, can you?
Nah, I don't even know. I don't even know if our coaches know it just yet.
You're starting, though, right? Can we pencil you in? Is that fair? Is that fair?
I would like to say I like my chances right now.
I think so. I'm gonna bet on that one for sure. Patrick Cartier returning. That guy, and again, you don't have to answer yes or no. I would imagine he's starting, though, but I'm pumped to see what he can do. So many interesting weapons on this team, but he's another one, man. I mean, he can shoot the three, or he's not really a high-volume three-pointer guy, but he can shoot the three, I should say. His defense seems like it was getting better toward the end of the season. So I know you guys have developed a pretty good chemistry.
Yeah, for sure, man. Pat makes the game so much easier for me as a point guard just because of his skill set and also just his IQ for the game. This offseason, he's worked tirelessly at just trying to be in the best shape of his life, defending at a super high level right now, which I think is only going to make us even better, the better he is on that end of the floor. Because offensively, man, I'm not sure if there's too many guys that can stop him one-on-one for sure. And he has the feel to play make out of all of those situations as well. So, yeah, man, Pat, he makes us really, really good on the inside. And like you said, he can step out and hit the three ball as well, which – he probably shot it the best out of everybody on our team so far this preseason.
Some of the other guys I'm looking forward to. Your guy David Roddy spoke so highly of Jalen Lake two seasons ago, and he's like, watch out for that guy. So I'm ready to see him take hold. Pretty good defender, pretty good shooter as well. What do you think about him making a big leap this season?
I think he's just really finding his role as a player. He's starting to get just super confident and comfortable in his skin here at CSU, and I think that's only going to allow him to be as good as he wants to be, man. He's, like you said, he can shoot it, he can defend. Now he's starting to become one of our better playmakers, too, and pick and rolls and DHOs and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, he's probably grown the most out of a lot of the players on the team this offseason just because going from year two to year three, man, he has a lot more experience under his belt. So he knows what he has to work on. He knows what these games are going to look like, especially as we get into the back half of this season. So, yeah, man, I'm excited for Lake, man. That's my guy right there.
All right, just you don't have to say yes or no, Isaiah. Just blink twice if I'm right, and then it'll be our secret. I'm taking a stab at it. Isaiah Stevens, you, Josiah Strong, Neek Clifford, Joel Scott, Patrick Cartier. We'll see. That's what I think the starting lineup's going to be, maybe with Jalen Lake being the sixth man. So just blink twice, Isaiah, if I'm right. You know, okay. I hear you loud and clear.
No, for sure.
You know, I talked to you about this earlier, but I think kind of to revisit this discussion, what went into your decision to come back to Colorado State? Because I know that was the thing. We were all wondering, what's Isaiah going to do? He has the skill set. He will be playing professional basketball. But we wanted to know, are you going to do one more year with Colorado State and then just own all these records, get another shot to perhaps go dancing? What went into that, man?
I think for me, man, I just felt comfortable here with the staff, with the community, with my teammates. It's somewhere where I've been able to just grow as a person, both on and off the floor. And I didn't feel like I needed to go anywhere else to gain anything. I felt like everything I needed as a player was right here in Fort Collins for me. I'm super blessed and appreciative of that. And I just didn't really want to finish my career anywhere else, man. I put so much time and effort in right here to see a few basketball. And ultimately, man, I just wanted to finish it out as a Ram.
And I know Rams fans rejoice too. I think I asked everybody, including yourself, every day, you know, every single day, hey, you coming back. I know this coaching staff was pumped though. And some new faces on the staff. Obviously, we know we got head coach Nico Medved, Ali Farouk, Manesh, Brian Cooley, but CJ Rivers and Tim Shelton. I had a chance to meet those guys that are at the Green and Gold Guard golf tournament we were at a few weeks ago. And man, they seem like they're going to fit right in with everybody.
Oh, 100%, man. I think they bring an edge to us that we need, just because both of those guys were able to come from high-level programs that obviously defend at a high level and at the same time win a whole lot of games. And so I feel like that's something that maybe we've been able to enhance on top of what we've already established here as a culture. And I feel like those guys basically give us that edge that we might need this year to go out there and win a whole lot of games.
Yeah, you say that key word to culture, and some teams throw that around. Some teams, it almost just sounds like it's a cliche. But when I look at CSU basketball, the men's basketball team, that's a real thing. I mean, getting a chance to spend the day. I mean, I think we interviewed 90% of the team, maybe 95% of the team, Isaiah. It was fun. But as I walked away from that, that was 3 hours of me talking Colorado State basketball. The one thing that just kept hitting in my brain was every one of these guys are so easy to talk to, so cool, so nice, so polite. That culture thing really is a true thing when it comes to CSU men's basketball.
100%. And I think that's just a credit to the coaches, the way that they recruit, the way that they hire, and also just Nico Medved as a leader of the program himself, man. I think he just exemplified everything that you just talked about and listed out. And so I honestly think for us, man, we just don't have to be anything different. We can come in and be ourselves because that's who a lot of us are naturally at our core. And so it makes it easy on a daily basis for us.
You're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, we're going to take a break. Can you do one more segment with us and then we'll let you get rolling?
100%, man. I'm here.
I love it. All right, we'll take a break. Normally, we'll be with Isaiah a little bit longer once we have some games under our belt and everything, which we will for next week's show. So I'm excited about that. You're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Check it out.
Just 24 minutes after the hour. Welcome back in. It's the first edition. It's kind of our preseason edition of the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, I just love doing this show, man, for so many reasons. You bring it. You provide some great content for us each and every week. Last year was so much fun, but being able to follow you and just be a very small part of that viewing audience that's seeing what you're doing throughout your career, it's a special thing, man. So we thank you so much for agreeing to do this again, commit to it each and every week. We absolutely love it.
My man, I appreciate you guys.
Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I did see this one, and I wanted to just get your thoughts. Andy Katz came out with his top 10 underrated players for 2023-24. Isaiah, did you happen to see that? That came out yesterday.
I did get a chance to see it yesterday, yeah.
I mean, on one end, it's cool, I guess, but underrated? I mean, that I just don't understand that. Who's underrating Isaiah Stevens? Who's doing that?
I don't know, man. I guess a lot of people, so, which is all good. But yeah,
I guess it's better than being top 10 overrated players, right? I suppose.
I would 100% agree with that.
Well, I don't know. It was a strange thing because I don't care if you're like a Colorado State person, you're a Mountain West person. If you're a college basketball person, the name Isaiah Stevens is not an underrated name, so I was kind of shocked by that one. Isaiah, I do have a question for you. You're an NBA guy. You like the NBA, right?
I do.
You do. What do you think of this mid-season tournament deal? We're starting that tonight, Nuggets, Mavericks. I'm very confused by it, but what are your thoughts on it?
I'm kind of confused by it, too, myself. I just know that it's supposed to be some good games going on, so that's really all I know, but... Yeah, man, I think it'll be pretty interesting just to see these guys compete this early in the season. Also for, what is it, a trophy and a cash prize, right? So yeah. hopefully we'll get some good games out the deal.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, my big deal is like, okay, what's in it really for the fans? I mean, for me, it's like, I'm going to watch the Nuggets-Mavericks game tonight anyway. So whether it was a part of an in-season tournament or for a cup doesn't really matter, but... I don't know. I'll be curious to see like what the ratings look like on these specified tournament games if they actually give them a boost.
100%, man. I feel like it probably will. Maybe a little bit later on in this tournament, when the championship is probably on the line or whatever they call it, the cup. So yeah, man. I think it'll be a decent event.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens with it. Isaiah, before we let you go, let's take a quick glance at Louisiana Tech. It's a very interesting schedule for you guys, that non-conference schedule, and it starts off with the bang coming up on Monday night. Obviously, I know you're breaking into it. You guys have been well into practice and everything for the last month and a half or so, but just looking at Louisiana Tech, what can you tell us about this matchup coming up to start the season?
Yeah, man. Well, for one, they're a really good team. Can't overlook them at all. They're coming in here ready to compete, ready to win. They got some really good players on their team. I know that they got the Conference USA Preseason Player of the Year and Isaiah Crawford, who is a DFW kid. So I got a chance to compete against him when we were back in high school and when we played Louisiana Tech a few years ago when they had Kenny Lofton as well. So, yeah, man, super talented team. I know Coach Hester over there. He's going to have those guys fired up and ready to go. So I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Isaiah, we're looking forward to this game. And then next show, next Friday, we'll be able to break down some X's and O's, so to speak. So I'm looking forward to that. So happy to be doing this show with you again. We have so much respect for you, my friend. So happy that you came back to Colorado State. And let's see what you guys can do, man. I think this roster's loaded. I think it's going to be a very fun season.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm ready for Monday, so I'm excited for this one.
All right, best of luck to you on Monday, and then we'll touch base. We'll catch you up next Friday, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. The Rams getting set to take on Louisiana Tech on Monday night, and this should be an interesting game. I mean, this Rams team is, I think it's going to be stacked. I really do. I think they're going to be a very good basketball team. With that starting lineup, my guess is we're looking at, I mean, this is from like guys like our boy Steve Ivey and Kevin Lytle. Isaiah Stevens, Josiah Strong, Neek Clifford, Joel Scott, and then Patrick Cartier. So that right there, and with Lake coming off the bench and some of these other guys coming off the bench, should be a very good roster. 29 minutes after the hour, we're going to come back. Angel has done his best to try to make me understand what this in-season tournament really is. And we're going to see if I'm more confused or less confused when he's done. 29 after the hour, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.